Listening test. There are three parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. Now look at the instructions for part one. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question one. One. Which room are the two people talking about?
This is one of our cleanest apartments. If you don't like the bed in front of the window, you can put a desk or a chair there.
Can I use that bed, desk, and chair in this room?
Sure.
That's good. I want to start living here from next Monday. Now listen again.
This is one of our cleanest apartments. If you don't like the bed in front of the window, you can put a desk or a chair there.
Can I use that bed, desk, and chair in this room?
Sure.
That's good. I want to start living here from next Monday. Two. What will Mark and Judy do?
We've been working all afternoon. Let's take a break, Mark.
That sounds good. How about going to the tea shop, Judy?
I usually like tea, but I think I'd like something else today. How about the coffee shop? Their cakes are delicious, too.
Okay, they also have tea, and we can sit outside, too. Now listen again.
We've been working all afternoon. Let's take a break, Mark.
That sounds good. How about going to the tea shop, Judy?
I usually like tea, but I think I'd like something else today. How about the coffee shop? Their cakes are delicious, too.
Okay, they also have tea, and we can sit outside, too. Three.
How is the weather today?
I wish I could play tennis outside.
I do too, but the wind is not so strong now.
Yes, that's true. The weather in late spring is always like this. Typhoons bring stronger rain and winds after that.
The weather changes so often in Japan.
Now listen again. I wish I could play tennis outside.
I do too, but the wind is not so strong now.
Yes, that's true. The weather in late spring is always like this. Typhoons bring stronger rain and winds after that.
The weather changes so often in Japan.
Four.
Who will buy tickets?
How much are two tickets?
They're $10 each for adults and half price for students.
Thank you. Here is $10 for two tickets, please. Are these seats good?
Yes, they are. You can see the whole field and the big video screen, too.
Now listen again. How much are two tickets?
They're $10 each for adults and half price for students.
Thank you. Here is $10 for two tickets, please. Are these seats good?
Yes, they are. You can see the whole field and the big video screen, too.
Five. How much will the man pay?
Hello. What would you like to have?
Two hamburgers and two orange juices, please. One hamburger is $5, right?
That's right. We have two sizes of orange juice, small and large. Small is $1 and large is $2. Which size would you like?
One small and one large, please. Now listen again.
Hello. What would you like to have?
2 hamburgers and 2 orange juices, please. 1 hamburger is $5, right?
That's right. We have 2 sizes of orange juice, small and large. Small is $1 and large is $2. Which size would you like?
1 small and 1 large, please. That is the end of part 1. Now look at part 2. For each question, choose the correct answer. One. You will hear a teacher talking to her class about a summer project. What rule must her students be most careful to follow?
I want to talk about some online classroom rules. First, use a quiet place. Second, always ask questions when you don't understand something. Third, and most important, always use the language that we use in the classroom. Talking in class is different from how you talk with your friends. Lastly, take breaks away from the screen. Move around for some exercise, too.
Now listen again.
I want to talk about some online classroom rules. First, use a quiet place. Second, always ask questions when you don't understand something. Third, and most important, always use the language that we use in the classroom. Talking in class is different from how you talk with your friends. Lastly, take breaks away from the screen. Move around for some exercise too.
Two. You will hear a teacher talking to one of her students called Joey. Joey didn't do his homework today. Why not?
Joey, please show me your English homework.
I'm sorry. I didn't do my homework. I forgot.
This is the 3rd time this week. The first time, you had a cold. The 2nd time, you had a headache. I will call your parents and talk to them about this.
Please don't do that. I promise to do it next time. Now listen again.
Joey, please show me your English homework.
I'm sorry. I didn't do my homework. I forgot.
This is the 3rd time this week. The 1st time, you had a cold. The 2nd time, you had a headache. I will call your parents and talk to them about this.
Please don't do that. I promise to do it next time. Three.
You will hear 2 friends talking after school. Why is Sally's mother angry at her?
Sally, I'm going to see the new movie this afternoon. Do you want to come?
I really want to, John, but I can't. I have to stay home and clean my room.
You can do it later. Let's go.
My mother won't let me. I used my smartphone for a long time yesterday, and now she's angry at me.
Now listen again. Sally, I'm going to see the new movie this afternoon. Do you want to come?
I really want to, John, but I can't. I have to stay home and clean my room.
You can do it later. Let's go.
My mother won't let me. I used my smartphone for a long time yesterday, and now she's angry at me.
Four.
You will hear 2 friends talking about a place to eat lunch. What building is near the restaurant they will go to?
Where do you want to go for lunch today?
Well, there's a new hamburger steak restaurant near the station, and there's a curry place near the hospital, too.
Actually, I don't have much money today. Let's go to Hamburger House in front of the post office.
Sorry, but actually I want to eat curry more than hamburgers.
Okay, let's have curry then. Now listen again. Where do you want to go for lunch today?
Well, there's a new hamburger steak restaurant near the station, and there's a curry place near the hospital, too.
Actually, I don't have much money today. Let's go to Hamburger House in front of the post office.
Sorry, but actually I want to eat curry more than hamburgers.
Okay, let's have curry then. Five. You will hear a girl, Mary, talking to a boy called Tom. How often does Mary play volleyball?
Would you like to play volleyball this afternoon, Tom?
I'd love to, but I have to work on a project for science class on Monday. When do you usually play, Mary?
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
What time do you usually begin?
About 4 p.m. I hope you will come next time.
I'd really like to. Thanks. Now listen again.
Would you like to play volleyball this afternoon, Tom?
I'd love to, but I have to work on a project for science class on Monday. When do you usually play, Mary?
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
What time do you usually begin?
About 4 p.m. I hope you will come next time.
I'd really like to. Thanks. That is the end of part 2. Now look at part 3. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 1 to 5 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Kyoko talking to her English teacher, Mr. Brown, about speaking English.
Mr. Brown, I've been studying English for more than 3 years, and I spent 1 month in Canada on a homestay, but I'm still not good at speaking English. What can I do?
Well, first, why are you so interested in English?
I want to be a person who changes words into a different language.
Oh, you want to be a translator. That's a wonderful dream. What's the hardest part?
Reading and writing are not so bad, but I don't know enough English words.
How do you learn them?
I get up at 5 from Monday to Friday and write 100 new words in my notebook at home. I write them again before dinner, too.
That's great. But I think you should hear new words, too. What else are you doing?
On weekends, I get up at 7 and watch TV dramas 3 times. First, I watch the drama in Japanese to understand the story. Then, I watch it with no sound to study gestures. The third time, I watch it in English only.
You're studying so hard now. I'm sure your dream will come true someday. Now listen again.
Mr. Brown, I've been studying English for more than 3 years, and I spent 1 month in Canada on a homestay, but I'm still not good at speaking English. What can I do?
Well, first, why are you so interested in English?
I want to be a person who changes words into a different language.
Oh, You want to be a translator. That's a wonderful dream. What's the hardest part?
Reading and writing are not so bad, but I don't know enough English words.
How do you learn them?
I get up at 5 from Monday to Friday and write 100 new words in my notebook at home. I write them again before dinner, too.
That's great, but I think you should hear new words, too. What else are you doing?
On weekends, I get up at 7 and watch TV dramas 3 times. First, I watch the drama in Japanese to understand the story. Then, I watch it with no sound to study gestures. The 3rd time, I watch it in English only.
You're studying so hard now. I'm sure your dream will come true someday. That is the end of Part 3. That is the end of the listening test. You can continue answering the listening section or move on to the next section.